it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Good morning, guys. It's the 25th of April, 2024. And if you missed the Insiders Club last night, you missed a very, very special show with Lindsey Graham. We met Lindsey Graham at Mar-a-Lago a couple of weeks ago. An amazing young lady with an amazing story. Don't miss watching the recording of that on the Insiders Club. It's very, very powerful. Lots of things going on. We're changing the narrative. We have been for about 2 years now because the public need to be woken up gently. And there is a lot of things coming out now, bit by bit by bit. Whether it's Prince Andrew's daughter, Eugenie's ex-boyfriend, dying of an overdose or what have you, different things happening within the royal family. I was one of these people that was a royalist for many, many years, and then I found out the truth. And it takes time to wake up to the truth, and we respect that. And there's a lot of the things happening right now, and Paul's going to tell us what's happening in America.
Oh, wow. Literally breaking in the last few hours, 11 Republicans have been indicted by a grand jury. All because they submitted a document that said Trump won the 2020 election in Arizona. What does that say?
This again is showing the people that you can't question these people who are trying to take power. You can't question them. And if you do, you're an anti-Semite. And if you do, you're anti-this, you're anti-that. And they'll even go as far as indicting you. There are many people right now that have been indicted and put in prison, whether it's January the 6th, fraudulently. And this will all be exposed. But this had to be done. This had to be done for people to understand. Drew?
Well, pro-Palestine protesters stormed Harvard University and set up an encampment in Harvard yesterday, whilst in Austin, Texas, just like Gaza, Israelis picked out and killed journalists one by one. In Texas, state troopers picked out and assaulted video reporters. Fascism comes home to roost.
And we've seen that as well, Drew, in the United Kingdom on the St. George's Day parades, where they got arrested for using the St. George's flag and the Union Jack. They don't even like the Union Jack word. They want it called the Union Flag. And we're seeing this fascism coming across. You know, for English people who are proud to be English, and even though I don't live in England, I'm still proud to be English, it's very interesting that we're no longer allowed to be proud of that, but you are allowed to call for jihad in London if you're a Muslim.
Biden has signed the TikTok ban into law in a very, very strange move. He signed it into law the very next day after the vote. Now, normally these laws are signed in about a week or two afterwards. So very strange there.
It's strange if you're not awake because of the fact that this is pantomime. Anything that Biden signs, Biden is not Joe Biden. This is an actor signing things into law to wake people up. If you're awake, you'll see it. If you're not, you'll think that TikTok has been banned.
Luxembourg Times reported Russian court orders seizure of 440 million from JP Morgan.
Yes, and this is a big, big story, because for as long as I can remember, America has put sanctions and pressure on Russia and demanded this, that and the other, and also stolen lots of oligarchs' yachts, ships, and everything else. Now, the shift has changed. Now it's Russia's turn to do the same to America, and they're crying like babies. They don't like it up them.
Gold prices have slumped this past week over reduced tensions in the Middle East. Now Iran and Israel aren't bombing each other. It's calmed down a little bit. For how long, we don't know.
That's a very interesting point as well, Paul, because Israel have suddenly realised that all these threats against Iran, they're not in a position to do it. They talk a big game, but they don't have anything to back them up, because Iran managed to get through their Iron Dome with consummate ease and hit little places without doing any real damage, just to show you we can get in there. So suddenly they're sat back going, oh shit, we didn't think you could do that.
US will not yet impose sanctions on Chinese banks for supporting Russia. Reuters, after strong criticism from Chinese authorities, the US has softened its stance on secondary sanctions. An anonymous official mentioned that the US had primarily discussed measures against several Chinese banks, but currently has no plan to implement them. The official hopes that the diplomacy of abating the need for such measures this week's visit to China by Antony Blinken might include secondary sanctions as a discussion topic. Some Chinese banks delayed transactions with Russian banks due to the fear of the US secondary sanctions. However, the Chinese government has threatened a decisive response to such actions by the US.
Well done, China. And the Americas now, this is part of the exposure. All the power that you had when you controlled the money is evaporating, and it's evaporating fast. And as I've said now for 4 years, and lots of people disagree with me, lots of people left the channel because I said it, the US dollar will go zero. And people said to me, Charlie, not possible, not possible. There's a lot of things they've said is not possible. But I can assure you the US dollar will disappear in the format it is, as a fiat currency. And thank God you've got somebody behind the scenes who is preparing a safety net to lessen your blow. But you will have to suffer the humiliation of your old paper currency evaporating into nothing while the rest of the world has woken up. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they already have an asset-backed currency in place. So it's time to wake up.
Here you go. This has been my little story I've been working on for a while. Charlie, if you could have told your wife you could guarantee no rain on your wedding day, would she make you pay for that?
Quite possibly, yes.
Wow. There's a travel company out there that is doing just that. Oliver's Travels. Sounds like a normal travel company. Well, yes, they do organise holidays, but they had a lot of feedback saying it was beautiful, it was lovely, it rained. Well, of course, that ruins the whole affair. They now offer a service guaranteeing no rain on your wedding day. It starts from a minimum of £100,000. They will use the power of, guess what? Geoengineering, otherwise known as any other thing, solar engineering, you name it. They will guarantee no rain on your wedding day. They have teamed up with a Texan meteorological contractor called Just Clouds. Now, I wonder if that same contractor might be able to do the reverse. Just saying.
Yeah, of course. And that's so true, Paul. But do you know what? I used to have a team of Filipinos who worked for me. And every time it used to rain, they used to run outside because they regard it as God blessing them. And it is when it's natural rain from God. But you're absolutely right. When man tries to play God, which is what we've got right now, and we've even heard Yuval Noah Harari claim he's the new God, and he's the new man in charge. There is only one God. Whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Catholic or a Protestant, whether you're any of the different Indian religions, there is only one God. And that gives me a great source of energy to realize that there is only one God. And when you realize that, then you'll realize that all of the division that's been created out there has been done on purpose by the politicians to divide us. Because I'll tell you right now, if the Christians and the Muslims came together, there's no government in the world that could stand up to the volume of people. That's why it was done. That's why it was done. Make no bones about it. And we both believe in the same God. We have different perspectives. Everyone does. Even Drew and I have different perspectives. Paul and I have different perspectives. Our team, we all have different perspectives. We see things differently. That's healthy. Nothing wrong with that at all. But when you divide over it and fight over it, that's when the problems come.
Okay, guys, so if you remember Prime Drinks, that all the children in America and UK went crazy over. My son went on and on. I want Prime Drink. It's really good. It tastes nice. It's so good for you. Well, Prime Drinks is now going through a lawsuit. The lawyer that tested their drink is claiming it has three times the amount of forever chemicals a human can safely have in their lifetime. So my question is what is exactly is the FDA even doing in America? You know, they pass all of these drinks and foods that people shouldn't be drinking and eating.
I'll just add on that story, Drew, that if you're on the in crowd of evil, they will make you famous, they will make you wealthy if you sell your soul.
Bitcoin and Ethereum price dropped on the news that Samurai Wallet CEO Keon Rodriguez and his chief technology officer William Hill were arrested by the Department of Justice for money laundering and one count of operating an unlicensed money transmitting business. Now, maybe this is the horrible money starting to get taken out the system.
Also, just while we're on that subject, Paul, anybody who's offered a wallet to buy, a quantum wallet or what have you, by Charlie Ward Q, that's a fake account, along with about 500 other fake accounts out there. Anybody who asks you for money, it's not me. You want our real links? Go to charlieward.com. The real links are on our website. And that was the news on the 25th of April, 2024. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.